girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm Shark Taco.
I'm Josh. And this week, for some reason, we chose to torture ourselves with the bottom of the barrel. The Alien and the Predator barrels. Paul W.S. Anderson is at it again with this video game adaptation and is using the same old tricks again. Laser net included. In the end, only one thing matters. Who will win? Because we are clearly the losers. Or are we?
Clearly, the Frenchman. Thank you, Josh, for the intro. Clearly, the Frenchman wrote this because it's full of venom and acidic bile, if you will.
Well, I love a remake like anyone else, but this is not a great remake of Resident Evil, even if it's the same movie. We're having something weird happening, so we need to go underground to deal with it. There's a little bit of action, which is mostly the same thing, and we get out only one person in front of the future.
I hate it when you're kind of right and you make me look at shit differently.
Yeah, and on top of that, we're having the same kind of a strong female from the start of the 2000s. That was like this Resident Evil.
A strong black female.
Well, at least, yeah, you're right.
Also,
they were reaching back way past to, you know, Ripley. But this is, yeah, this is a black,
a
woman lead in a movie. This is way before any of that shit.
Well, I mean, it was a classic of the series, so you can't really... This whole thing reads like a lot of the Alien series movies, which is just trying to make a best of all the classic Alien scenes, and that's just another trope that they're going for.
There were some really good shots, though, in this. Like, stupidly good shots. I mean, I keep coming back to the one at the end where the queen alien is just about to take Lex out, and the Predator does that, like, spinning in the air thing with the spear. Such a great shot. It's so cinematic.
Yeah. Such pretty teeth, right?
Yeah.
Every time she smiled, I was like, aw, look at your pretty teeth.
So she eats you.
All clear and nice and gooey.
And gooey.
They're, like, all covered in slime. I loved it. I loved the design of that queen. It was probably my favorite queen.
If there's something that Paul W.S. Anderson does well, is the design of these video game adaptation. And we keep forgetting that this is a video game adaptation.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where Alien vs. Predator come from. That's where Alien vs. Predators come from.
Well,
you know,
for me, like, growing up, I mean, I loved horror and sci-fi genres, you know, from a really young age. I mean, I was only, 8 years old when Predators 2 came out. And from that point on, that was 1990, 1991. The final shot, or the final scene in there, you see the alien skull head on.
That's right, the mythology was laid.
Yeah. And I was always a big Aliens fan at that point, too. So from that point on, it was like this big, like an underswelling, like a rumor that, oh, they're going to make a Alien vs. Predator movie someday. And even for 5 years before this came out, there was always those rumors going around, they're really going to do this. So leading up to it, I mean, I had really high expectations.
Had high hopes, and yeah.
I'm the only one who played the video game on PC.
Yeah, I was like a Doom.
Yeah, no, not on I wasn't a big PC guy back then.
Okay.
Don't be mad.
Was it an arcade?
It's just that every time they bring their map up, I'm like, yeah, I remember that. Remember that map? That freaking
awesome
map that's a pyramid. I remember that. I remember trying to find the alien in there, and there was not enough alien to hunt.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. They're cute.
I don't know if they're cute, but okay, cool.
They apparently make great arm shields.
Yeah.
I like all that little shit, though. I like the pyramid. I like the quote-unquote mythology that they taught people how to build shit, and it's every 100 years. And
did you like how in the hieroglyphs you can read about nuclear bombs going off?
Oh, my God. He's just looking at a hieroglyph, and he's like, oh, here's what happened in detail.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that.
Everything.
Yeah, they did the cutaway. Yeah, I got that. But, you know, maybe they took some artistic license, and they were just supposed to know, and then he followed it up with...
This ancient Aztec language tells me that the pyramid's going to explode if the Predator doesn't kill all the aliens.
Oh, my God.
That's how civilizations were wiped out.
The other thing,
with a sexy accent.
You know what? That's like the same guy from Prometheus, though, right? Slightly Latin looking, a little bit of an accent, kind of greasy.
Could be the same actor,
right? Could be the same actor.
Like, can we talk about all the guys just being like just slobbering all over her all the time?
I mean, she is a beautiful woman, but yeah, you're in a life or death situation. I'm pretty sure my erection won't happen in that cold. And if it does, it's got to be fully wanton.
Yeah, it's funny because they just go around like why all the guy could be interested, and then they introduce their children one after the others.
Yeah.
Yes. once they hit on her once, they're like, oh yeah, I have a family.
That guy is like using his kids as a pickup line, basically.
Well, it's a good pickup line.
Who, the nerd in the helicopter?
Yeah, I was going to bring up a chopper, and it's the very first one. What do you mean? She's like climbing up this mountain of this fragile ice, and there's just a guy that's waiting for her on top in a chopper, and she never heard him fly there?
I mean, maybe, he's just there. Maybe he came from the other way, but I doubt it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of noise, and you don't fly them in avalanche areas.
No, you don't.
I mean, unless you,
I was like, what is he doing there?
Unless you really don't want your guide to be your guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, even when I saw the movie the first time, I had a problem with her as being that character. Like, I don't know, I just never bought her as just...
The one
she
survivor.
She wasn't a believable character for me. You know, as far as her occupation. I don't know. I'm used to seeing her in romantic comedies. And
right.
She's a cookie-cutter character where she has no development. Okay, there's something with her father. Beside that, she's a hard-ass. Nothing else.
Right.
Nothing else. We don't know who she is whatsoever.
Well, we don't know who anyone else is, really.
She could be replaced by whatever. By the end, she's cool because she's doing the action right, and I guess that's why she's got cast. If I go with the director, what the director used to do, well, he takes an actress that's super physical, write the script with her, shoot the movie with her, and then marry her. So he didn't do the marrying part, but he did the same.
I don't know. To me, she seems like the only logical character to walk out of that. She's the one who's completely trained. She's the one who climbs mountains for a living. She's the one who knows how to keep herself alive in a very hostile environment.
Her job is survival. So she's the only character that should survive.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, all the other guys are just like... I mean, what are the three rules? Like, never be alone, which is the first thing that guy does when he goes alone and finds the penguin.
Yeah.
Then constant comms. There's, like, long periods of silence very early on in their exploration. And then there's just, like, this guy who lags behind and finds guns and just doesn't tell the other guy that he's stopped and he's found something. He's just, lagging behind, finds himself alone, dies. I mean, and then... What, like, oh yeah, don't be a hero?
But it's there's all of those tropes have to happen, otherwise you know, you couldn't be impregnated. You have to have the slight butch looking chick with the gun that happens to try to save the first person right away, but yet how cool was the slow motion face hugger scene? I mean,
oh yeah, I like
let's
that.
Be yeah, honest yeah. What do you call this room again? The sacrificial chamber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now
this is
I remember.
For the viewer's benefit. I mean, know where you are. You've been discussing it for like 20 minutes.
The whole point of the
God.
Like mythology and shit, that is so intriguing to me, though. I love that they keep coming back to it, even though it's cliche, even though it's crappy, and somehow Lex or whatever magically knows, like, these are the wardens, and you don't take the warden's guns when their prisoners are on the loose. And
well,
somehow
that's because they
sense.
Just had the hieroglyph cutscene,
so
they
true,
were fine.
Right.
Now she knows, and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
I like the whole passation of the weapon scene, where she's just like bending over and bending down. Not bending over. Bending down and like sliding the gun across to him. And just like in a very kind of... And then she just gets pissed at him immediately. Hey, I'm coming with you, you ugly creature! Just like, look... If you want him to
relax.
Take you under, chill for a second.
Right, right. Don't get backhanded because he just let you live. Thanks for the gun.
Well, in this situation, yes. Thanks for the gun. Please, feel free to shoot shit.
I like how he makes her the spike with the alien's tail.
Yeah, but then right after that, and the shield, like we commented on, but right after that, Josh and I were watching the last part of it, and we're like, wait a minute. You got your tri-laser thing and your super badass shoulder-mounted rocket launcher, and you're going to make her go first?
Yeah, he makes her go first. Like,
what is it's not the first time they'd use humans as bait.
True, yeah. But for like the next 5 or 10 minutes, he's just like, I'll follow you, baby. It's all good.
Oh, yeah, human shield. Come on. A human is so perfect for that. But yeah, they got the visual that we wanted to see, right? All the big fights and all that jazz. When you have an alien versus a predator, you
said it again.
Fuck. Predator.
A predator.
When you have an alien versus a predator. Predator. Rawr.
Just say an AVP showdown. When you have an AVP showdown.
Yeah, there you go. They're great. They're filmed great. The CGI is a little rusty, but it's 2004. I'm going to give that to them. But, you know, that's fun. As soon as they stop fighting, I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. I, the characters, I mean, I don't care about any of their characters, really. Even the main character, the chick.
Lex, I think.
Is that her name?
Her name is what?
Lex.
Lex, okay.
For me, I was more wanting to see the alien versus predator, and it did deliver, but they tried to force in too much character stuff that, you just ended up not caring about.
It was kind of interesting, though, that they made characters or deeper characters out of the aliens. You know, you had the one that was scarred with the mesh net or whatever, and you had the queen, which they broke out because she was a cryogenic birthing machine, which was a cool fucking concept too.
Oh my god, when she first shows up, I just wrote down a mecha queen question mark. I mean, the whole setup that she's in, she looks awesome.
Yeah, she's so badass. When she's running around just breaking shit apart, she's like, oh my god, I want her as a pet.
Right?
Yeah, I want the other one. I want the grid one as a pet. But yeah, the movie does well at finding ways to mark certain of these beasts so that you know which one are which ones. I mean, it's classic cinematic grammar. It's a question of language. The viewer knows where it goes. But again, everything that is a style choice, they did well. So these look good. And they look good to a fault because they were designed by McFarlane Toys. And that's not a joke. That's real.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, at that time, before that and since then, McFarlane Toys is kind of the game.
Yep. And they were like partners during the development of the movie. And if you can have Todd McFarlane as one of your designer, why would you not?
Those were some of my last toys I bought before they all got stolen.
Aw.
You have a bunch of new toys.
Yeah, honest. But those were... Come on now. Come on.
That's why he buys so many toys, Wing.
Because his dad needs to remember the one he lost.
Exactly.
Hey, stop it. Maybe.
Oh. Internet hug.
I know you have an alien queen as a Funko Pop.
I might have a lot of Funko Pops, but I don't have any more real Spawn toys because, you know, those are the shit and they're expensive.
Yes, they are. But that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
The one character who I thought was interesting was Lance Henriksen, the Mr. Whalen.
The early
Bishop? Bishop.
Yeah, because it made me think right away, like, I remember you when you had an alien tail come through your,
right?
come
through ripped your midsection
and all your fluids came out of your mouth. Like, I thought that was a cool.
So now what would you ask? What grandson or whatever is the Whalen we see in...
Yeah, because in Prometheus you have Charles Whalen. You know, it's...
Oh, this is not in continuity. This is not canon.
No, but it's still fun that they're playing with those characters.
Sure, but if you're trying
you can figure out really early that it's completely like not going to count as far as the storyline goes.
At some point they wanted it to, though.
Oh, God.
It's before they made Prometheus, this kind of fit, and that was scary.
I think even after they made Prometheus, this kind of fit.
No, it doesn't be anymore.
Grandkid. Yeah.
Well, I thought, well, that was one of the other conflicts I had, because I was trying to think. I mean, I don't know as far as the lineage and canon and what's what, but so in Prometheus, didn't the alien species get created from that virus that gestated inside the original
human? It still would have been.
Wasn't that the spawning of the alien race?
Yeah, that was kind of the initial thing, and then David perfected them.
That's right. So that's in the future. So how are these aliens? So it obviously doesn't match up.
Exactly. It's not matching up because they were going from the comic book continuity where there was a planet with aliens that were that they were something else. They were just picking them up and then dropping them on a planet, waiting for them to basically wipe everything, nuke it, go for the resources. So, and the hunters, the point were that they were just hunters. That's it. So they were hunting these things because they were the perfection.
Right.
So that was the universe they built this on. So Earth was one that has been at some point a hunting ground, but now it was like waking up a little bit.
Well, you mean every 100 years?
Yeah. Now, but all this has been wiped out as soon as Prometheus came out.
I like they didn't. The predators did not kill or attack Waylon because he was a crippled, dying old man.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
there's no
mean?
Honor in there.
Right, exactly.
Until he's like, I'm going to flamethrower that shit all over you.
Now you did.
Well, if you have the spunk to fight, that's your problem. Here you go. Now you die.
Well, I think that's kind of what he wanted.
Yeah, he wanted wanted to go up in flame, and they couldn't pay him anymore. So they had 10 days with him. I don't know, I'm just speculating, but
I will say I did have a lot more fun with this than I thought I would again. I mean, I own it. I watched it a lot back in the day.
I'm going to give this movie a huge accolade in that it's a good action movie.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't pretend to be much more than what it is. I like that they set the stage really quickly.
Yeah.
For what's going to happen. I mean, just think of the top team. They're just like an appetizer.
They're just meat on the hook.
There's just an appetizer for them. Like the other guy. Oh, my God. And the guy that falls in the tunnel. Is it just me or when people fall in tunnels over a bunch of ropes, they just don't like to grab any of them?
I think the ropes were elevated above them. But, yeah, either way,
they're just sliding over all these ropes and going, come on, grab one. And like the other ones that are in the sacrificial room and they're looking at them and they're like, so they had things put in, like, oh yeah, what's going on with the ribs, blah blah blah, and you're like, just understand what's happening to you, please. It's so funny how they're like, it's starting to become clear. I'm like, it's starting?
Like, yeah, but they haven't seen the other movies.
But yeah, it's not trying to be, yeah, it's, I don't know. The rest of the Alien franchise is a completely different tone.
Oh yeah, no, this is whatever. But yeah, it's a good, how do you call it, Saturday afternoon HBO movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's entertaining as hell.
Yeah, there you go. You just open the TV.
The action scenes are good.
Yeah, and that's a confession I have to make. I've seen this movie a million times because working in a video store, this is a perfect movie to put after 9 o'clock because you're having a couple of clients, so you're just basically going through the boring stuff, and when you just look up, they're fighting. That's cool. Great. Oh, they're starting again. Oh, you know what? I need to go put some VHS back on the shelves. Am I showing age?
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it just me, or is the whole thing very Ancient Aliens?
I love it. That's why I love Ancient Aliens so much, I think.
Could it be? Might it be?
And what if?
Dum-dum-dum.
Aliens, man.
But yeah, for the action scenes, there's two things. The the first fight, like the whole thing that we're here for, which is the fight between Predator and Alien, the whole first scene where they tumble together when they don't have the guns yet and all that stuff,
it
was
kind of
shaky and just like you don't really see what's happening, but it was pretty satisfying because it was pretty long. It lasted long enough, but I wish I had the scene, but I guess, you know, they needed more CGI. They had to be shaky.
Yeah,
because they couldn't do better.
It was costing a lot of money in these days to have a complete shot. These days, it's still expensive, but you're able to have two Black Panthers fighting for 15 minutes, you know?
And second thing is the smooth backward decapitation. You guys remember that move? Where he's like, the Predator is standing there and he kills the facehugger. Yes. And then you think he's going to get jumped from behind by the alien. Yep. And he doesn't even turn around. He just kind of like slices its head in half the same way that the guy found the skull in the sacrificial
and it
room.
It slowly slides apart.
Oh, yeah.
But
what
then
a
he
scene.
Does take one in the face.
He does. He sure does. So we knew he was sacrificed. That's
point,
it.
Point, point.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in there. Which is your favorite death in all of this?
None of them.
Yeah, but you're gonna die.
Oh.
I don't want to choose it. I just want it to happen, bro.
Okay, so okay.
Scared. That scares me. I want to die this way. No, no, no.
If you don't choose anything,
I know what I want. I want the. Under mouth through the brain. That's what I want.
Okay, so instant, like, done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
don't
that.
Want acid. I don't want to be impregnated. I don't want any of that.
Well, you don't want to be impregnated?
Just, you know, or Predator. Just 2 seconds.
Just like, pew.
Ripped apart. Done.
Yeah, you don't have the time to feel anything. So, yeah, me too, probably the kiss of death. That very...
Kiss of death.
Yeah, well, it's a very penetrating kiss. What can I say? It's,
you know, when a Predator puts lipstick on, like Archer or something.
I was talking more about the Xenomorph, but sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a quick decapitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, something quick.
Well, but then you have the time to be like, ah, shit, before you actually die, you know? I don't want have the time to be like, ah, shit.
I think no matter what happens, I don't know, yeah, I guess the...
The brain thing
through
is...
Through the brain.
It's pretty much like, not even fade to black, just cut.
You just get to look at its pretty, pretty teeth.
Done. Yeah, that's
yeah,
the last thing
like
you see.
Or like the head plunge, the little mouth inside the big mouth, that right into your brain, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what we've been talking about for the last
minute.
I thought
you meant like the spike, like the tail through the head.
No.
That's still
the same
thing, though, pretty sure.
Yeah, well, because if that's through the chest and that's longer
like
and more
head.
Brutal. If so long as it's through my brain, that's fine.
Yeah, as long as it's smoosh.
Yeah.
Smoosh.
Yeah, because you know, you look at all how do you call that? The column vertebra.
Spine?
Yeah, all the spines that are on these walls.
Yeah,
and
they
just
rip
like,
them out.
Yeah, please don't rip the spine out of me, because you know they just take you at the base of the skull and it goes up and rip the spine. That must hurt.
That's
like
terrible.
No.
Yeah, but you don't live long because you can't breathe anymore. You're done.
Yeah,
true.
I guess. Then they put you in a vase and you start being like, oh shit.
And then you're RoboCop.
Oh my god! All right, should we rate this puppy?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we should.
All right, Taco. For Alien vs. Predator, are you going Legendary?
Aliens.
Legend of its time.
Predator 2.
Cult legend.
Prometheus.
Awesome.
Alien.
Entertaining.
Predator.
Mayable.
Predators.
Forgettable.
Alien Ford Resurrection.
Abysmal.
Alien Cube?
Spring Breakers, Highlander, D&D.
Alien vs. Predator 2, because this is not happening. This is not happening. This is not happening.
With a side of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of acid reflux.
Okay, now this is Wings ratings again. Most of them we agreed upon, some we did not. Taco?
Which one did we not agree upon? I don't remember.
3 and 4, I think. I don't think 3 is as bad as 4.
You don't think 3 is as bad as 4?
I don't know. I hit it right. It hit me right in my good spot when I was a kid.
Just think of the human alien face. Just that alone makes it worth it. No.
No.
But Beef, I agree with you. I love Alien 3 because we're a child of the 90s. But yep. This is clearly where people would see this.
Okay, you know, the whatever. Consensus. Let's let Taco tell us about AVP. Right.
I'm gonna rate this awesome. Really enjoyed it again. I believe I saw this in theaters when it came out, and you know what? It delivers. It doesn't pretend to be anything really fancy or like particularly smart or even surprising. It's just going through like the motions, and it does it with so much enthusiasm. So I get everything I like, and I don't even have to really pay attention. It's the kind of movie that I could rewatch, honestly, really soon. It's so fun. And I kind of like not caring about any of these characters, and you just go through the whole bunch. They're like guinea pigs, and you know, it's fine. I was actually surprised the first time around that someone survived. I did not think anyone was going to survive, and you know, I don't know, it's just silly fun, and it was even better than entertaining for me just in the fact that it was a reunion of two beloved franchises, and all the hype and the kind of culty thing about it beforehand, and like you said, it was a video game first, and I don't know, there's a whole thing about this movie, it's got an aura, and yeah, I'll give it a big fat awesome alien
wing.
Oh god, I'm gonna give this a entertaining, and that's what it is, and that's why I'm let down by this movie, to be honest. This is why this movie is not really high on my personal scale, is that my favorite alien movies are 1, 3 and Prometheus. You know, I like the ones that are more like thrillers than anything else. This is pure end of the, I know it's 2004, but end of the 90s action movie with a plus of CGI. But that's what it is. They're not even like, I'm gonna echo everything Shark Taco just said. They know exactly what they're making, and that's fine. They want to sell action figure. They want to put PG-13. Perfect. It delivers on all that stuff. So I'm gonna give it a great entertaining. But in the grand scheme of things, this was a huge letdown for me, because I was hoping some kind of return to form, to more the alien style. And I have to be honest, my favorite of the other franchise is the third movie. I'm not a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger in the middle of the woods, because even when I was young, there was a movie about, okay, he could be hunting a tiger. That would be the same movie for me. And the element of sci-fi did not pick my attention the same way as Star Wars did or something like that. So that was not as interesting to me. And it became interesting when they put more lore around it. But Alien was always something that, well, when you're first Alien, when you're really young, is Alien 3. It stays with you a long time. In the dark. Josh. Dirty.
So I am going to go with 2 entertaining. Just like Wing there. I agree with everything Wing had said. For me as well, it was a huge letdown when it came out. Like I mentioned, I was a huge Alien fan. Huge Predator fan. I was with Wing up until I started hating on my man Arnold Schwarzenegger. But whatever. I agree, it just didn't have the same horror aspect as the Predator and Aliens movie had. It's a mixed genre. It's sci-fi slash horror. And it was missing the horror aspect, which is why I loved the Aliens and Predator. So that's why when it came out, it was just kind of a letdown. But it was entertaining. After I watched it again yesterday, I did enjoy it. I mean, that's about all I got on that.
Beef. All right. I hate you all. None of you are wrong. That's the fucking problem. This should have been a cult legend. This should have been a Prometheus. It should have really Agreed. Made people be either or. It should have brought both genres together, and it should have just made it fucking happen. And unfortunately, it's not a cult legend. It falls solidly somewhere between Alien and Predator, between awesome and entertaining. Initial watch, back in the day, I would say entertaining. Now, again, rewatching it some years later, owning the DVD, I would say awesome. I'd give it an Alien. Like I say, that myth and that lore, that ancient aliens bullshit, that mixed history or alt history that I love so much, it's like that's, orgasmic. And it's all right here for neat packaging. And they give you just enough of it before they start to kill everybody. So, yeah, I'll give it an awesome Alien for sure. With a side of acid reflux. Last word on AVP.
Don't expect a review for the second one. It's just not happening, and I'm not joking about this. This is not something that's going to happen ever. I'm never rewatching this movie. I've watched it twice in my life, and the second time was awful. So
you have the DVD
because it came for free with the other one.
I do want to watch it one more time. I've only seen it once, but anyways.
That's many words.
You do this one with Taco and Josh and Luster, but I'm not going to be there that week. I'm not rewatching this movie. I can't. I have a reaction against this movie. I turn into a giant monkey like in Dragon Ball. So, not happening.
Taco?
I'm confused. Well, I mean, that's more than one word. Am I crazy?
You know, you're not crazy. No, that's hyphenated. Wing kind of ruins that nowadays.
Wow. I'm totally destabilized. I was just going to go with...
I was going to say good. Spitter.
Just one word.
He's learning.
You're not a great model.
No, I'm not a great model. Nice.
Three words. Keep low expectations.
All right. I can take that. You can say hyphenated. That's a lot more plausible than Wing's 48 sentences.
No. It's just because I want to make that clear. There's no like, we're going to do this, that. No. It's just not happening. This is the first time I put that clear. It's just like I would go with beef and be like, we're watching Soldier again.
No, we're not. Never.
That's
again.
What it would take. Get out of your okay.
Mind. No, never mind. We will never watch this movie for the cast of Wings involved.
There you go. Okay, so let's move to what time is it?
News time.
I love news time.
Yeah, so HT3 made $44 million, which is not really a surprise. The surprise is Skyscraper, that is, ouch, $24 million for a rock the rock vehicle that is basically a remake of Die Hard, it's rough.
I guess it didn't have shit except Ant-Man still out there.
Ant-Man dropped 75%. That's a record, and that's not a record that you want to have.
No, but again, I mean, shit's going to happen, right? They all can't be hits.
Are you surprised, though?
No, what did they spend to make it? It's already made $135 million.
I mean, Ant-Man, were you expecting it to have a great second weekend?
I was expecting it to drop around 55% would have been, like, ideal. I was thinking 60, but 75 is a lot. That means that this movie is dead and 2 weeks. It's out of theater. So something like Jurassic World will outlive.
Have you podcasted about this movie?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Because, I don't know, I'm just going to go there and say that I thought the story was extremely thin and the jokes weren't funny enough to hide that or to make me not care.
Did we podcast about this movie?
The second one? No.
No.
No. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised. It was very thin plot, and it was kind of entertaining, but it wasn't great, so...
People that wanted to see it went to see it the first weekend because there was a sequel of Infinity War, and that was it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now people are going to see Hotel Transylvania, The Incredibles 2.
Which looks funny!
Yeah. Incredibles 2 is doing business, still great business. So it's kids' movie right now that are doing great. Ocean's 8 is still in the top 10, ranking $132 million on a $70 million budget. There's another one of that coming, that's for sure. You know, some movies are doing well, but the big one. Well, Jurassic World did good. It did a big drop between Jurassic World 1 and 2, but. Even the studio was expecting that. You don't catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, but they still didn't think it would be this good. And it's doing really good.
Yeah, it's doing very good.
We might have to go see a drive-in pile of us next weekend.
I would love that.
And there's one in Connecticut.
We should
right
see Jurassic World.
If they have it.
That, yeah, Jurassic World at a drive-in.
It'll probably be like Hotel Transylvania first. You know, the dusk one is always PG and then PG-13. Yeah, we're in. It's a date.
Oh, we're so doing this. I haven't been to the drive-in in years. Well, am I going to be able to, touch you a little bit, Beef, and kiss you in the back?
Oh, wow.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, this is kind of...
Oh, okay. That's all that it needs. Okay.
Is that pre-consent?
I think it is.
No pre-consent given. No pre-consent given. I rescind any consent you may think you have gotten.
Hashtag me too.
Okay. Hashtag till you buy me drinks.
Ouch. Oh, okay. So yeah, that's basically the box office.
Netflix finally edged out HBO over the last 17 years with 112 nominations, and HBO only had 108 for Emmy.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're killing it again with the thing that they do, and that's make TV now, apparently.
And HBO right now has a lot of bad press because it's been, well, basically HBO has been sold to Comcast at this with Time Warner and Warner Brothers and all that jazz. And they kept saying no, we're not touching HBO. We're doing the Disney approach where we're just letting them do their shit and all that jazz. Yeah, that wasn't true. There's one guy that decided to record a meeting where they were like, okay, you need to become Netflix, so you're going to pump out content as fast as you can. And HBO is renowned to have
long 12
good
times.
Shows. Yeah, 12 good shows and a bunch of reruns and movies. That's what they are. But their good shows are Game of Thrones, our Last Week Tonight.
I'm going to say this. I pledge to this. And the day that HBO starts its own streaming service, I am going to subscribe.
They already have it.
They have it in the US. We just don't have it here. Yeah, well, we could have a long conversation about this. They're just asking me to sample their shit. So, I would pay for this. Anyway, so they want to change the business model, so that's not good. And the next day that they've been talking about this came out.
Well, it's going to keep happening.
It's clearly going to keep happening because the Netflix model clearly seems to be working, which is the Netflix model is like, throw a bunch of shit at the wall, some of it's going to be great. And the rest, well, it's content that we can live there for forever. And now people are just going to watch anything, and if they're going to make their own mind, it's more and more like this because the reviews are all in the middle. So with their new system on Netflix, it's like a thumbs up, thumbs down. All the reviews are basically 50-50. It's ridiculous. So, yeah.
What about Kate Shortland, the Australian filmmaker who is now apparently tapped to do Black Widow, female?
I like that. I like that because she only did one or two little things, and she was handpicked by Johansson.
Okay.
So Scarlett Johansson. So that was kind of cool. That's the cool side of the stuff that came out about her this week, because then there's the other side of the stuff where she was producing starring in a movie called Duck and Tuck, something like that.
The
transgender woman that had the brothel and all that jazz, and that made a big thing because they were like, they need to cast a transgender. With at first, that's my first reaction as well, and we should have that discussion. It's very, very important. The thing that's happening right now is that the movie's probably canceled because the movie was happening because of her.
Yep.
So it's a very,
I don't know, with the
difficult
whole story
situation
around it now, it has more chances of becoming something. I don't know.
Hopefully, because the conversation is important to be there, and it's important that these movies happen. And I'm sorry to say, then this is just a reality. Right now, they're not financially viable, so you need a way to make them financially viable. Last time they got a bunch of Oscar nominee and made more Oscar nominee with that movie, and that gave more awareness. So it's a difficult situation to whole event to discuss and at some point, because I see the point where we should have the discussion, we should have a transgender actor, but at the same time I see the point that she's bringing the cash and the clout, so, and at the same time a certain awareness to the cause. So it's a difficult, it's between a rock and a hard place.
I like that we're having the conversation. I'd rather have the conversation than a single movie with a character in it that's represented oddly.
Good point, though. It's a good point. So yeah, that's a conversation that's around. I like the fact that it doesn't seem, anyway, for now, too bad in the media. It seems to be a conversation, so I find it cool.
The Nevers, Josh Whedon's new sci-fi drama, ordered straight to series at HBO.
Sure. So, Josh Whedon.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi, straight to series, sure. Why wouldn't you go straight to series at HBO with...
anything.
With Joss Whedon, you make a season, you see if it sticks. If it doesn't, you try to sell it to Netflix. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I understand the business behind all that. That's where he needs to go right now. He needs to stop trying to do superhero stuff, because the Warner Brothers situation kind of burned him a little bit after
that happens.
Avengers guy, yeah. But he needs to go back to something safe. And that's a very good deal. And I think that's going to be a very good deal for us, too. So,
two quick trailers. Everything else we save for Lobster. The Doctor Who teaser was just a Doctor Who teaser.
Yeah, basically. Do you like Doctor Who? Yeah. Well.
It's coming.
It's coming. Yeah.
Star Court. It was kind of Netflix's way to say, don't forget, we're here and we're in the 80s.
That, too.
For Stranger Things. So,
anyway, next week we're going to talk about Trailer La Palooza, because what's happening this weekend? Comic-Con.
Oh, that too. Damn, it's going to be too much crap to watch.
So, next week we're going to probably have a very, very, very long news section. Yes,
record live?
From Comic-Con? No, not next Tuesday.
From Zombie Q?
Well, maybe. We'll see. But we haven't talked about the Shazam stuff. We haven't talked about
the Dune thing.
What Dune thing?
Whatever.
Okay. We haven't talked about all the superhero stuff, the Aquaman stuff that came out today and all that. We're all going to keep that for next week, because it's going to be a big... Basically, everything's going to
be... A big hullabaloo.
Yeah, right now it's like a snippet of here and there. So let's keep it for the big things. So
Big things.
All the stuff.
All right, well, that's been a cast. Next time, Legends Podcast, Wreck-It Ralph. That'll be fun. I haven't seen that in a few years.
I haven't seen that at all.
Ever?
Nope.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. What? God, you guys are strange. And Lobster hasn't seen it either. Okay, well, it's my first 3D film that I ever saw that was full 3D, so it's the best. Oh, cool. Well, from there we'll go. This has been episode 381 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying... But it had Alien and Predator in it.
I'm John D. saying, hey, I don't have to say Predator again.
I'm Shark Taco saying, I don't have to correct Wing saying Predator anymore.
I'm trying really hard.
And I'm Josh saying, thanks guys for having me.
Anytime. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com and KrakenCast.com. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.Lipson.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legendstream Canada, GunnaGeek, or KrakenCast. No infringement is intended.